Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Hey, happy birthday to Earl Austin Jr. I didn't know that until after we hung up with him. Happy birthday to the Billiken Hall of Famer. That is awesome. I just sent him a text. I appreciate him joining us. Cardinals manager Ollie Marmol joined us in the first segment. He told us that he had a meeting with Paul Goldschmidt where they sat down and chatted. The lineup is out, and Goldie is in the 5 spot today in the order, and they have put Wilson Contreras second. Donovan Contreras, Newt Barr, Arenado, Goldschmidt, Burleson, Mason Winn, Nolan Gorman at second base, and Michael Ciani in center field with Victor Scott getting option to Memphis. A lot going on. We're joined by Blues general manager Doug Armstrong. I'll tell you, what a show we have today with John Mozeliak and Lutz Fahnensteel next hour. Army comes in. Now we're talking. We get the Blues general manager with us. We love when you're on. It makes, for one, you talk about lineups. We got you hitting right in the middle of the order, Doug Armstrong. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on today.
It's great having you on. It really is. But I know that at this time of year, we're looking at 2 months of postseason hockey, and it's an exciting time for NHL fans that you are hurting not being in it. Knowing, of course, that you're a developing organization, you would have loved to have qualified. Just your feelings right now with the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, obviously we wish we were still playing. You look at the teams that are playing, and I think we were competitive with that group for a long part of the year. I think we had just too many – our valleys were a little too low this year, and at the end of the day, there's a couple of games I look back on that really, I thought, sealed our fate or put us in a bad spot. I'll start with that Nashville game. If my recollection is correct, it was in early March or late November, February. We were 4 points up. We had a couple of games in hand, and we could have really put them in a bad spot. They came in here. They beat us, and they played okay, and we just didn't play better than them. And then they went on to, I think, get points in 18 in a row after that. So I think we gave them a little bit of hope there. And then there was a couple of games earlier in the year. We had we went into Columbus, and they were coming back home after playing in the island, tired with a bunch of injuries. We lost that one, and then we went to Chicago and lost. And then we had Detroit come in our building playing the night before, I think, and with 8 guys out, and they won that game. And so we just had some losses that like a loss is a loss, but some hurt a little bit more. And those ones really stick out as ones where I look back, and you can take all the San Jose games too, but those ones were really, it felt we needed to make a stand, and we didn't do it.
Yeah. Doug Armstrong, Blues GM, is with us. What do you need most? Let's talk roster for next year. What areas will you be concentrating on where you think you could tweak it to get you to where you need to be?
Well, I think it's patience, quite honestly. That's probably not what everyone wants to hear. But that reality is we have younger players. We saw them play. They're going to, to give them the opportunity. Now, they're going to have to earn it. I'm talking specifically about Bolduc, Dean, and Kessel. But I think we our hope is that they come in and have a good camp and get on our roster, and then we have to give them an opportunity to grow and to play. And you know, there's a couple plays this year. I think there's, you know, they stick out in your mind. Bolduc came out of the corner and fell, pucking it up in our net. You know, those things are going to happen with younger players, and you live with those. And when they happen to veteran players, you're not quite as your appetite for forgiveness isn't quite as great, because they should have the intuition and the knowledge not to make those plays. So I would say that we're going to continue to look for internal growth. If we can implement a player or two from outside that can come in and give us a boost, we'll do that. But again, really what we need is our younger players to continue to grow and play better. Maybe some of our veterans that came back this year didn't have the year that they had hoped or that we had hoped. And so we're just going to need just improvement across our interior lineup before we start looking external to fix our problems.
Did Drew Bannister navigate that challenge to your liking, with young players as well as veterans, having everybody
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pulling on the same rope.
Yeah, I thought he did. Obviously, he came in a difficult situation. Anytime there's a coaching change, but when the change comes to someone that's beloved by the team, the community, it's very difficult. Craig had a ton of success here and led the organization to the ultimate prize. So you're walking in on that situation, and then, you know, just inputting younger players. I think one of the benefits for Drew is that he had worked with some of these younger guys over the last couple of years, as whether it was a Jake Neighbors in the American Hockey League. So he might not have had the relationship with the veterans, but he certainly had them with the younger players, and they knew what to expect, and more importantly, they knew what he expected of them. And then I thought he did a good job of stabilizing us and getting the guys playing the right way. And again, it's a very difficult league, but I thought he did a nice job.
Now, I respect your job and position, so I know the confidentiality of a coaching search is what it is, so I'll just leave it at that. I'll ask, though, Drew Bannister, I'm assuming, still on the short list, and what is your timeline for a hire there?
Yeah, Drew is, and just maybe a little background on that. When we gave Drew the position, intern position, it was my inner circle. We started to put a list together of experienced coaches, non-experienced coaches, you know, outside the box thinking coaches. And as Drew kept continuing to show us what he could do, that list got smaller and smaller. So we're down to a very few number of people that we have interest in. And on a timeline, our goal is obviously to, not obviously, our goal would be to have someone in by the draft and hopefully before that. But we want to do this correctly, and we'll take the time necessary. I'm hoping it doesn't take, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, but I don't want to put a timeline on it and then not have a coach there and have to answer why he's not there. I thought you were going to have him here by this time, but I would be shocked if we don't have someone in by the draft.
Certainly understand that. And then you have, in the meantime, a scouting trip to Finland for the U18 World Championships, and then you're going to Prague for the World Championships in May, and Jordan Binnington, among others, will be competing there. That's an exciting and busy time for you.
Yeah, it's a busy time. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. When you miss the playoffs, your travel schedule increases to, you know, fivefold. You know, when you're in the playoffs, you're traveling with your team, your home, as much as you're away. The intensity level and the pressure is certainly higher. But, you know, so just insight on what I'm going to be doing on Wednesday. I leave for the U18 tournament, which is draft eligible players for this year. I'll be gone 11 days. Then we're back for, I think it's 5 or 6 days. Then I'll head over to the World Championships to watch players that we could either trade for or sign as free agents. I think this year, as you're heading into international events, the Olympics, the Four Nations, these teams are going to be stronger than ever. So there's going to be a real good competitive tournament, the players you want to see. So that takes us another couple of weeks. Then you're home for a week, and then we go to the combine in Buffalo. And after that, that's a week. And then we have our amateur meetings after that in the Toronto area. So it's just, you've gone for 10 or 12 days, home for five or six, gone in, and then all of a sudden you're at the draft. And so there's a lot going on, and I wish it was calmer, meaning we're in the playoffs, but it is what it is, and we got to get back to work.
Not only is he overseeing the Blues, but also hockey operations for Hockey Canada through the 26 Olympics. We appreciate you joining us on KMOX, as always. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you very much for having me on, and thanks for your support all season.
Absolutely. Doug Armstrong on KMOX, back next hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.